Welcome to the High Now Kitchen, where we're cooking up a new recipe for High Now called High Now Daily.
First ingredient, the host you know and love.
That's right, mixing local fashion experts, family events, restaurants.
But I feel like we need something just a little more spicy.
Yeah, I got it. Let's do it live.
A whole hour of us going live? Well, that does sound spicy and a little bit dangerous.
Hey, it was either that or ghost peppers.
Let's do it. Let's go live.
Join us for the new live High Now Daily every weekday at 3 on K5 and KGMB.
Police continue to crack down on trespassers on the Haiku Stairs Trail. Officers arrested 5 people yesterday and issued 11 citations. In the 2 days before that, dozens of people were ticketed. Now, this all comes as more people try to get one last hike up the illegal trail, which crews have been dismantling. Over the next few months, helicopters will be airlifting about 600 7-foot sections of the stairs. It's unclear where those stairs will end up, but Kualoa Ranch has expressed interest in buying them. The state wants to control invasive species that have been spreading disease and stripping fruit trees on Kauai. We're talking about parakeets. A bill being efforted would create a one-year program to reduce the bird's population on Kauai and Oahu. It could even involve shooting down the parakeets. Animal rights activists from PETA are calling for the bill to be killed and asking for more humane methods to be used. A final vote is expected by the end of the week. A disease carried by feral cats is believed to have killed a nene gosling in Hilo. DLNR says toxoplasmosis likely caused the goose's death last month at Liliuokalani Park and Gardens. The USGS says that the disease is not only the leading cause of death for nene, but also for Hawaiian monk seals. An invasive species hotspot emerging in West Hawaii. 3 live coconut rhinoceros beetles have been trapped in Waikoloa. Until now, only the larva had been found on Hawaii Island. State inspectors plan to add more traps and conduct new surveys with a detector dog. And residents are urged to report any sightings. Just call 808-643-PEST. Happening today, Representative Jill Tokuda is going to be holding a town hall for Kona residents. She plans to provide a legislative update and take questions and comments from attendees. The town hall is going to be at the West Hawaii Civic Center. Time of meeting was revised and will now start at 4:30 tonight. On Kauai, a portion of Kuli Road is going to be closed today through Friday. If this is the area between Kamualii Highway and Vavai Road, to allow for the removal of debris from the flooding earlier this month. Work hours will be from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. with a break from 11 a.m. till noon.
It's going to be choppy out there, and we are expecting a minor boost rolling into north and west shores starting tomorrow, but they'll be those waves will be well below advisory levels. So it's going to be pretty nice, although it's going to be a little bit damp for a handful of windward neighborhoods today. Still very windy tomorrow and to some extent Friday. The winds will drop off significantly over the weekend, although the weather pattern is not going to change. There's still going to be some passing showers from time to time, but we are expecting fewer showers over the weekend with lots of sunshine into next week.
This See It Now digital news brief is sponsored by Long's Drugs, bringing our heart to every moment of your health.
Spotlight Now brings you in-depth interviews with newsmakers around the state on key issues facing our community. Spotlight Now, Tuesdays at 1 and 7 on K5. Sponsored by the Hawaii Executive Collaborative.